I'm broadcasting from WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama today ahead of the special Senate election tomorrow. Roy Moore, the Republican, faces Doug Jones, the Democrat. Moore has the support of President Trump despite those allegations of sexual misconduct against teenage girls, which Moore has denied. On Friday, at a rally in Pensacola, Florida, Trump urged Alabamians to vote for Moore.
We want people that are going to protect your gun rights. Great trade deals instead of the horrible deals. And we want jobs, jobs, jobs. So get out and vote for Roy Moore. Do it. Do it.
We're joined now by the Secretary of State of Alabama, John Merrill. He's a Republican who is supporting Roy Moore. He's also in charge of elections in Alabama. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me as your guest.
Well, and what kind of turnout are you expecting in this election?
Well, our original projections had been up to 25%. And then because of some of the things that happened and people being less inclined to be enthusiastic about the race, we had lowered that expectation. But now it seems like the enthusiasm has returned, and I expect that we're going to have 25% or higher.
And you're supporting Roy Moore, correct?
Well, I'm voting for the Republican nominee, who is Judge Roy Moore. And I had stated on numerous occasions, both publicly and privately, that unless the charges that had been alleged by the women that came forward and brought those charges were proven to be true, that I would continue to support the Republican nominee, who happens to be Judge Roy Moore.
But you haven't seen the kind of proof that you need to believe that those allegations are true.
Well, I have not examined the evidence any more than you have or any more than most of your listeners would have. And, of course, that's not what the most important thing is when it comes to me or my position. The most important thing to me is that I'm in the position to make sure that we have safe and secure and fair elections, and that everyone knows that when their ballot is cast, it'll be cast for the candidate of their choice. And we want to make sure that everybody's got confidence in the elections process, not who I choose to vote for or who I don't choose to vote for, because everybody's vote counts the same.
Do you think, do you worry, as other Republicans do, though, that Roy Moore could do lasting damage to the Republican Party if he is elected in Alabama?
Well, I think the potential for anyone to do lasting damage is always there, regardless of who the individual is. If they don't conduct themselves properly and if they don't receive the kind of support that's necessary from the people in Alabama or the people in Washington and throughout the nation. So I think it's important to make sure that we give everybody an equal opportunity to perform at the level that they're capable of, and then we make a judgment. And if that person is not performing satisfactorily according to our people, then we'll replace them with another person.
But what about Roy Moore's past? You've seen him perform at the state level, certainly. He was removed from the bench as a judge.
Yes, I have seen Judge Moore in the role as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, as well as Circuit Court Judge in Etowah County. And the things that have been introduced to us here in our state and also introduced nationally are things that I have found to be very, very unlike any behavior that I've ever known Judge Moore to exhibit. Judge Moore is recognized as a very controversial figure in our state as well as throughout the nation, and there's an unbelievable amount of evidence to support that. If people have studied the positions that he's taken when he was removed from the court in 2003 and when he was removed from the court more recently in 2011, 2012, you would see that he is a very controversial figure. There's no doubt about that.
Well, some of our listeners might be hearing you talk about Roy Moore and thinking, why is he defending this guy? Is it so bad to put a Democrat in office in Alabama instead of a Republican?
Oh, well, let me make sure you understand that. I'm not defending Judge Moore. He doesn't need me to defend him. And I'm not here to defend or support Judge Moore. I'm simply here to answer the questions that you have about our election, which is the most unbelievably covered media election in the history of the state of Alabama because of the controversy that has surrounded Judge Moore and things that have been introduced nationally as well as in our state regarding him and his background and his candidacy for the United States Senate.
You're not defending him, but you're defending your support of him.
No, well, I don't defend my support of him or Judge Moore. I simply stated the reason that I will vote for him. My intentions from the time that this process began were that I would back the Republican nominee, and my intentions continue to be to support the Republican nominee because I'm a Republican, and I'm, more importantly, a Republican office holder.
And what are the most important issues, do you think, for you and other Republicans in Alabama?
Oh, I think those issues are very, very clear. We want to make sure that we have someone that will hold to the integrity of the Constitution of the United States. We want to make sure that we have someone that will support the issues that are very important to the people of the state of Alabama, which include but are not limited to the right to keep and bear arms, the right to life, the right to have independent decision-making at the state level, things that are so very important to so many Republicans who believe that the less governance that we have, the better off that we are. And we believe, as Republicans, that individuals who have that type of conservative philosophy are more suited to represent our state in Washington than those that don't have those type of philosophies.
Do you expect a lot of Republicans in Alabama will vote for a write-in candidate? There's this write-in candidate, a Republican, Lee Busby, who announced he's running just 15 days before the election.
Sure, I do think there'll be a number of people who will exercise their right to write in a candidate of their choice, and that's one of the reasons why we've been proactive in that regard to make sure that we have introduced a instructional sheet that will go to each and every polling site in the state, making sure that voters that are interested in writing in their own candidate will know what they need to do in order to ensure that their vote is counted.
What kind of difference has President Trump's endorsement of Moore made?
Well, as you know, the president is very, very popular in our state, and our state gave him one of the highest percentage votes in the nation when he was a candidate for the presidency as far as the nomination was concerned, as well as for the presidency on November the 8th. And I think anytime the president takes a public position, people in our state give it a great deal of attention.
What about Steve Bannon? He's gotten himself into this race as well. Is he somebody that people in Alabama are listening to?
I don't know. I have not heard a lot of comments from our people about Steve Bannon and his support of Judge Moore or his relationship with Judge Moore as a strategist. But I do think that he's very well respected by people that understand politics. But I don't know that that has given any additional credibility to Judge Moore or his campaign for the Senate.
So what would your expectation be on Tuesday?
Well, one of the things that's been well documented about Judge Moore and Judge Moore's electoral success is that his people tend to come out and support him whenever he runs for a particular office. And yet, there have been a couple instances, most notably when he ran for governor in 2006 against Governor Bob Riley, and then when he ran again in 2010 when it was an open seat, he didn't have as much support as he had enjoyed when he had run for the Supreme Court. And yet, when he ran for the Senate, a lot of that support seemed to return, and that was one of the reasons why he was successful in leading the primary, and then when he actually won the runoff and became the Republican nominee. So the thing you have to be assured of is that the people that support Judge Moore will come out and vote. So a heavier turnout, the numbers continue to increase, if the numbers continue to grow throughout the day, would seem to favor Doug Jones because people would say they want to make sure that we have a change and that they want to go with someone other than Judge Moore as the Republican standard bearer to represent us in Washington in the Senate seat.
Is there one, because you probably know the state better than anybody, is there one place that you'll be watching on election night that if Doug Jones or if Roy Moore wins a certain county that they're likely to win?
Not really, because we have so many people in so many different parts of the state. You know, there are a number of people who believe that if you stay along the 65 corridor, which begins in Huntsville, goes down through Decatur and through Coleman and down through Birmingham and Shelby County, Montgomery to Mobile, that if you will carry those places, then typically you're going to be successful. And yet, one of the things that Judge Moore proved in the primary and the runoff was that if you take all the rural counties, they all add up. And that's what happened for him in his electoral success that he's experienced in each and every race he's been a part of. Now, I'm not sure that you're aware of this, so I think it's important to introduce this, but One of the commitments that we've made since I've been in the office of the Secretary of State is to ensure that each and every eligible U.S. citizen that's a resident of Alabama is registered to vote and has a photo ID. So since January the 19th, 2015, I think it's important for your listeners to know that we've registered 866,216 new voters in Alabama. We now have 3,328,185 voters in Alabama. And those numbers are unprecedented and unparalleled in the history of our state. So we're very excited about the enthusiasm that people are demonstrating when it comes to participating. And we want each and every person to vote just one time. But we want their vote to be counted for the candidate of their choice.
That's John Merrill, the Secretary of State of Alabama, a Republican. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me as your guest.